Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root, the Root, the Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane pedal to the metal. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
Wayne Allen Root, the Root, the Root, the Root's on fire. Listen, it's funny because I have so much news in front of me that's like this long, a stack this long. And so I can't get it all in. And you go, all right, you did like 8 stories in hour one. Let's try a new 8 in hour two. And I just can't do it because some of the stories are so important. I need to start out hour two the same way I started hour one because there's so many people that only listen to 1 hour of my show, right? They're in their cars. I know I'm on Lindell TV now. Some of you, or most of you, did not watch, you know, did not listen to my national radio show. So you're hearing it for the first time. And I've got to repeat some of these stories. They're just too big. So number one is, I keep saying inflation, 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 and then right behind that, crime, crime, crime. Those are the issues Republicans can win with in this election. And this poor father, 53 years old, his name is Paul Kutz, K-U-T-Z, a Long Island financial planner slash accountant, Long Island, New York, with 3 kids and a devoted husband and father. And he goes to Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, to visit his youngest son who's attending college. The other two just got out of college. And he goes to visit him. And the reason this strikes home for me is because I am, well, I'm 61 years old, not 53, but I'm in the range of Paul Kutz, and I've got 4 kids, and 2 of them have now graduated college, and a 3rd one will be starting college next September. And so this really rings true to me. This is resonates with me. This poor guy loves his kids and loves his family, and he's a great dad, and he goes, and I'm from New York too, by the way, and he goes to Marist College, and he's staying at a Marriott Courtyard. And he gets shot and killed, shot in the chest and killed by 2 homeless men in a shootout of the lobby of the... So he wasn't walking around downtown. That would be bad enough. He wasn't shot walking around the college. That would be bad enough. He was shot in the courtyard by Marriott Hotel because the hotel is housing homeless people. And they got in a shootout and the bullet struck him and he's dead. And I'm just sick of it. I'm angry and I'm sick of it. I'm sick of a Democrat Party that lets every criminal out and then wants to prosecute Republicans for the crime of being a conservative, for peaceful protests. I'm sick of it. I'm not going to take it anymore. Open your damn window like that movie. What's that movie called? Network? Open your damn windows and scream, I'm not going to take it anymore. This is horrible. All over America it's happening. Nice people are being killed by homeless people, by illegal aliens, by criminals of all types, led out by the Democrat Party and by George Soros-funded prosecutors, while we, for a peaceful protest on January 6th, are being held in isolation and solitary confinement and then given 6-year prison terms for peaceful protesting. This is insane. This is Nazi Germany. They are the Gestapo. This has to stop, and we've got to stop them. And someone's got to make a stand. It can't go on. And by the way, the biggest part of this whole thing isn't just the crime wave exploding and all the criminals out. It's homeless people staying at a Marriott Courtyard. Okay, the government is buying rooms at all the moderate level hotels. They're not buying Four Seasons. They're not buying Ritz-Carlton. You're safe at a St. Regis. They're buying Marriott Courtyard hotels and Hilton hotels with their lower level, courtyard type hotel setups. You have a bedroom and a living room and a kitchen. situation. They're buying up all those hotels at the kind of moderate level, and they're putting illegal aliens and homeless people in them who are shooting up drugs, who've got lice in their hair, who've got COVID, and they're destroying the rooms. Who'd ever want to stay in those rooms ever again? I don't. I want nothing to do with a room that a homeless person's ever stayed in. The whole thing's disgusting. Makes me sick to my stomach. And they're criminals. And they're drug dealers. And they're drug users. And they're drug buyers. And they're in the same hotel as good parents like Paul Cutts, who's now dead because he had to visit his son in a nice college in a town where the Marriott Hotel was holding homeless people. It's disgusting. So that's story number one to me. Nothing could ever beat that story. It's happening all over this country. The crime is out of control. Story number two is we just sent another $625 million in weapons to Ukraine. I'm sick of it. Ukraine is a Nazi country. In case you didn't know that, because the mainstream media refuses to cover it. Now, it's not just Russia that's a bad guy. Okay, I do think Russia's a bad guy. I think Russia's a bad guy. I think Ukraine's a bad guy. I think it's two bad guys fighting. You know what my rule is when two bad guys are fighting? Let them fight and stay away from them. Let them kill each other. We have no reason to be in the middle of the Ukraine conflict. Haven't we learned a lesson from the Middle East? Haven't we learned a lesson from the Vietnam War? And when does it ever end? The money we spend and bankruptcy of this country and the bankruptcy of our taxpayers. I don't want $100 billion of my money being given to the criminals and the Nazis and the mafia in Ukraine. And we're starting World War III over Ukraine, and I don't want it. And it's clear to me Biden has started World War III. It's Wag the Tail, if you saw that movie. You know, this is about a weapon of mass distraction. He wants World War III so that, A, you got jobs for all the out-of-work young men in America. The jobs are they're all in the military fighting and dying in the war. And second of all the other people left over get to work in factories making munitions and making bombs and making ships and making planes and making fighter jets and making bullets. And third of all, everybody's mind is off of the disaster Biden's created for the economy. And fourth of all, they will all rally around the president in a patriotic time when we're not only at war, but we're in World War III, the war to end all wars. That's the thinking, in my opinion. That's my best educated guess of what's going on here. Biden wants war, and I don't want it, and I don't want my money in Ukraine. And the third big story is that the son of Rupert Murdoch, the owner of Fox News, the chairman of Fox News, his son is James Murdoch, and he is hosting a fundraiser for Joe Biden and the Democrat Party and the Democrat Senate candidates at his New York City home. And now you know the answer to why you can't watch Fox News anymore. You got to watch Wayne Root and all the great people, Brandon House, Mike Lindell, Steve Bannon on Lindell TV. You got to watch my other TV show on Real America's Voice. And this show, my show, also airs every night, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific on Brighteon TV, which is Mike Adams' natural news TV network streamed online. So there's lots of ways to watch my show and lots of alternatives to Fox News. These people are bought off. You know, they're not allowed to ever go on Fox News and say the election was stolen. You're not allowed to go on Fox News and say the COVID vaccines don't work. No guests allowed. No host is supposed to ever talk about it. And now you see why they hate Donald Trump so much on Fox News, and they don't want him to run again, and they don't want him to be the next president of the United States again, because they got Paul Ryan on the board of directors, and they've got this loser, Rupert Murdoch's son, James, who supports not just any Democrat, but he's one of the biggest backers of Joe Biden almost two years ago, and now he supports still Joe Biden, a brain-dead man with dementia and diapers, who is the most corrupt politician that ever lived, who took payoffs left and right and extorted foreign governments left and right. It's an opinion show. It's my opinion. It's clear that Hunter Biden's laptop shows it. The emails show it. Joe Biden is a criminal, mafia extorting leader at the head of the mafia family called the Biden crime family, and he extorted money out of foreign governments all over the world. And now he's destroyed the United States and destroyed the United States economy and opened the border to destroy your vote. And Murdoch's son thinks this guy is the right guy for president and he wants the Senate to remain Democrat. And now you know all you need to know about Fox News. Unbelievable. And then I want to finish this segment. What do we have left, Chris? Like 2 minutes? again, you talk about the Biden administration destroying capitalism, destroying the economy, destroying middle-class jobs. The Biden administration wants the federal government...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Provider, speak with Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-568-2790. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-568-2790. 3790. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-568-2790. 800-568-2790.
Raw and unfiltered.
Megatech corporations. This is a much more free place for you to express yourself at social.freetalklive.com. Conan, you brought in the story tonight about Elon Musk now changing his tune.
Yep.
Less than 2 weeks before what was the scheduled start of the Twitter trial, which would have been a civil case wherein he and Twitter were fighting out over the terms of this acquisition deal, which Musk was trying to back out of, saying that Twitter wasn't coming in with honest numbers.
About 2 weeks or days?
October 17th would be just over 2 weeks from now, or just under 2 weeks from now, so next two Mondays.
It wouldn't be the first time that someone bought a company just because they felt that that company was lying. The high score repository, Twin Galaxies, had false scores that belonged to like Billy Mitchell and Todd Rogers and some other people. So this new guy named Chase Hull ended up buying it. And it, part of the contract was that all of these scores within it, none of them were fake. They were all reliable. They were all consistent. And he bought this company, this multi-million dollar company, just so he could audit the records and prove whether or not they were or weren't fake.
What are these scores you talking about?
Video game high scores.
High scores. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as it turned out, that was the case where it was Twin Galaxies was lying about the high scores and all of these records and stuff. So it wouldn't be too surprising to me to hear that Elon Musk did this build went through with this purchase just to prove that Twitter was lying about their bots.
Was the person who sued in the story you're talking about a gamer or an actual like businessman?
He was an actual gamer. He was passionate about the subject and he wanted it to be.
Right, he was passionate, but I mean, he wasn't a businessman like Elon Musk is, and he seems like he's trying to make money. So it's kind of different. So you're, I don't know. A Twitter spokesperson said to Yahoo Finance in an email, the intention of the company is to close the transaction at $54.20 per share, and I've always loved that, $54.20.
Yeah.
Musk initially agreed to buy Twitter in April for $54.20 per share, but soon pulled out of the deal on July 8th, claiming that Twitter wasn't providing enough information about the number of fake accounts on the platform. Twitter struck back at Musk just days before the lawsuit, in the hopes that Musk would be forced to buy the company. It's possible that Musk reversed course yet again because his lawyers anticipated he'd lose that lawsuit. Their quote, Musk is finally listening to his lawyers. He will be a fool not to at least try to buy the company now.
Oh, this is what Twitter said?
Who said this? This is a Nat Alon Beck.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Who is, I don't know who he is.
Some lawyer.
Some lawyer.
Yeah.
So he says Musk would be a fool unless he did this. In its lawsuit, Twitter said that Musk's purported concern about fake accounts was just a pretext for backing out of the deal as the stock market started to turn sour, and yeah, it did. Indeed, Musk had expressed concern over the issue long before backing out of the deal, according to text messages that became public last week as a part of Twitter's lawsuit. Yeah, and it's, I don't know that he actually, they said that he sent, concerning texts to his buddies.
Well, if he was that concerned about it, why would he make the offer to buy them in the first place? You know, if he had those concerns, it seems like that should have prohibited him or at least held him back from making the offer that he made.
Unless it was some whim. Because that's back when this happened, he was pretty based in those days. Earlier this year, I hadn't really seen anything fun from him in months.
That's because he just made a $43 billion mistake.
Yeah. But yeah, he had all kinds of crazy Trump-like tweets firing at everybody.
Yeah, he just recently made headlines, but not before this news came out, the previous Elon Musk news from 48 hours ago was that he made a proposal to bring peace to the Ukraine-Russia situation and set people off
that
one.
You know, I don't like the guy.
Who, Musk?
Musk. But there is something, especially Neuralink. Mm-hmm. The dude has got globalists all over him. He's a pawn.
Well,
when he comes out like that, I'm like,
tell me about this.
I love this guy
because this is the first I've heard about it, or maybe not an offer, but this idea that he had to cause peace between Ukraine and Russia. What was it?
He said that Ukraine should stop and sit down and have some peace negotiations with Russia. Plain and simple. That's all he said.
That was it.
I think there was like a four-part thing that he came out with, and one of them was that he thought that there should be a redo on the referendums and that the people of the eastern Ukraine should be able to make their own decision, that people should honor the votes of these people. If they want to join Russia, that they should be able to join Russia. And it actually triggered Zelensky.
Yeah, well, we know Zelensky's been getting his marching orders from everybody. Boris Johnson, Biden, the whole nine, do not negotiate with Russia, period. Stop. End of sentence. Or you don't get any money.
Didn't Ukraine just take back the regions that voted to join Russia, though? Didn't they?
No, Russia got out of a town or something because they got word that Ukrainians were moving in, so they bolted. And they're saying that there was this huge victory when nothing really happened.
Well, I was under the impression that at least one of these regions that had just had one of these referendums that voted to join Russia or whatever it was now under the control of Ukraine. So I've been waiting on the media to come out and say, hey, we had a new referendum, and it turns out 99% of the people here support Ukraine.
No, all they've been talking about all day today and yesterday is nukes. That Russia's going to nuke. He's got some kind of tidal wave nuke or something, and he's going to hit New York.
Apparently.
It's just so much radical severing and warmongering. Or anything. Yeah, exactly. I've heard theories that he would probably, if he wanted to do this, which I think is bullcrap, he would want to hit a city that he could decimate. So like a smaller population city.
Like Kiev or something.
Yeah, exactly.
It would make sense. It would
not to mention he's right there.
It wouldn't make sense, but I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, because it's never sensible to drop a nuclear weapon, but it would at least be within the realm of war for him to use a nuclear weapon against Ukraine. It would make no sense at all for him to use one against the United States and just drag the United States into open conflict with Russia when Russia, from what we can tell, and all of these people are lying, none of them are being honest, but from what we can tell, Russia isn't exactly succeeding in their invasion of Ukraine.
That's what they tell us every single day.
I prefaced it with, we don't really know. All we have to go on is what they're saying.
Yep, and I don't trust them.
I got the post here from Musk regarding the Russia situation. We can continue on the Twitter topic as well. If you want to weigh in here, you can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Plus, we still have to get to the NFTs, Kim Kardashian being threatened by the federal government, and paying up over $1 million to the SEC. We'll tell you why coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Over 100 people are confirmed dead in the aftermath of Hurricane Ian. The vast majority of the deaths are in Florida, where where the storm made landfall as a devastating Category 4 hurricane last week. The storm obliterated entire communities, left people homeless, and others on islands separated from the mainland. John F. Clauser is one of the recipients of the 2022 Nobel Prize in Physics. Speaking after the announcement on Tuesday, Clauser said he'd almost given up hope.
I'm very happy. It's been a long time coming.
Yom Kippur, the holiest day on the Jewish calendar, is being celebrated Tuesday evening by Jews around the world. The holiday, known as the Day of Atonement, begins at sundown tonight and ends 25 hours later. It's marked by a day-long fast, synagogue attendance, and intense prayer. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And boy, have the left just been livid about what Elon Musk has said within the last 24 to 48 hours about Ukraine. Because remember, in the very beginning, remember when Russia invaded Ukraine and Elon Musk said, I'm going to help out, I'm sending Starlinks down. Boom. He sent like a truckload of Starlink dishes down to Ukraine, got all kinds of good press, and you know everybody's just talking about how generous Elon Musk is, and he's helping the Ukrainians. And now he comes in with a four-point tweet. This was posted sometime on October 3rd to his account at Elon Musk on Twitter, where he says, in order for Ukraine-Russia peace, redo elections of the annexed regions under UN supervision, Russia leaves if that's the will of the people. Crimea, formerly part of Russia as it has been since 1783, water supply to Crimea assured. So he's referring to the dam that apparently was built, subsequently has been destroyed by the Russians, but the Ukrainians built up a dam to prevent water from going to Crimea after Russia took back Crimea.
A lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah, and he says, finally, Ukraine remains neutral, meaning don't join NATO. So these are the points he made.
That point I can't necessarily get on board with. I mean,
That they remain neutral?
Yeah, if Ukraine wants to join NATO, then I don't believe Ukraine as a nation should exist, and I don't think NATO as a union should exist. But I mean, if that's the will of the people of Ukraine,
NATO
30 years ago agreed to not advance NATO, period.
That's correct, and they have been.
Every single president, yeah.
And remember,
I'm not obligated to fulfill my grandfather's promises.
But, Aria, the people are different from the government, right?
I understand.
When the U.S. government does something, it's not what we want them to do.
We don't know what the Ukrainian people want.
Well, that's a good point. They are probably not allowed to speak. Remember, they banned the opposition party from elections. They can't run. So if the Ukrainian people wanted something different, it's now prohibited. So it's impossible to say that the Ukrainian people would want to join NATO. This is something that this man and his backers, whoever they are, this Zelensky, wants to happen for whatever reason.
By the way, Yari, it was the Kherson region, which is the furthest west of the eastern parts of Ukraine that, through the referendum, agreed to. But join Russia. So now the Ukrainians are moving in there, taking tanks, and they took a missile launcher and some tanks. But
well,
it's just a matter of
time before they have a new referendum, and that part of Ukraine's like, yeah, we want to stay with Ukraine or whatever.
Yeah, I would be interested after the vote. I want to be interested in the people of Kherson. I would like their opinion now that Ukraine has moved back in.
Oh, you want them to take another vote?
Yeah, sure.
Well, it would be just as useless as the one that happened last week, right? It would just say 99% for Ukraine.
Maybe not.
Why even have a vote? Why not just have the Ukrainian media announce that, hey, we did a referendum? It's not like we would know.
Yeah, and all this that they're winning and they're taking tanks and whatnot.
Well, that's why Musk's proposal isn't a bad one, to say that there should be some third party that comes in. He suggests the UN, and, you know, they probably have a system for this. But somebody that's a third party observer comes in and says, okay, as long as the vote follows these stringent rules, then it will be considered legitimate by international law, and then see what happens, see what the people actually have to say.
Is the UN really a third party, though? Because, I mean, like the UN Permanent Security Council is like the United States, Germany, Russia, China, and I don't remember who else. I guess the United Kingdom. But none of those people are impartial.
Sure.
The United States, the United Kingdom, they would all be pro-Ukraine, and Russia and China would be, we would be in the same gridlock situation we're in now, as far as I can tell.
He says further that in a follow-up tweet that this is highly likely to be the outcome in the end, just a question of how many die before then. He also says, also worth noting that a possible, albeit unlikely, outcome from this conflict is nuclear war. And so that is what has been setting people off. The fact that he's not 100% pro-Ukraine, all in on Ukraine, has been making people really pissed. And so Zelensky himself got triggered by this and put up his own poll. And I don't have it right in front of me right now, but he put up his own poll where it was essentially, I like the Elon Musk better that supports Ukraine versus I like the Elon Musk better that supports Russia.
Holy crap. Zelensky can go shove it.
Yeah.
So he painted this as sort of a, you know, if you think we should even negotiate with Russia.
You're either with us or you're against us, basically, is what Zelensky says.
What a psychopath.
You know, I remember when the left were anti-war.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that long ago?
No.
Well, now no one's anti-war except libertarians. The right wants this war just as much as the left.
Yeah, that and veterans. Most veterans are all anti-war. The ones who actually went over there.
They're psychopaths, too.
Yeah, unless they like shooting people, like that sniper dude who wrote a book and a movie.
So there was one other thing that I thought was worth pointing out here, to come back to Twitter and Musk for a moment. In this release of apparently text messages, there was some back and forth between Musk and the former CEO of Twitter, Jack Dorsey. Now, we know that, you know, on this show, that Jack Dorsey is a crypto guy, more so a Bitcoin guy, it seems. Like, he seems to be a Bitcoin maximalist to some extent. But that doesn't mean the guy is, you know, has got bad ideas all across the board. Apparently, in late March, this is according to Fox Business and a bunch of other sources, Dorsey texted Elon Musk saying that he left Twitter because, quote, a new platform is needed and it can't be a company, he said. He said that was the mistake that Twitter made. He says that what it should be is an open source protocol.
Like Mastodon?
Funded. Now, Mastodon is not quite a protocol, but it is a decentralized open source programs. It's close.
Right. Unless it, so far, it's the closest I've seen to what it should be.
Funded by a foundation, he says, of sorts, that doesn't own the protocol, only advances it. Kind of like library, right? Where library is a protocol, but there's also a foundation. The library foundation is currently under attack by the SEC. So if the SEC puts the foundation out of business, the protocol, the technology of library, still exists. Dorsey went on to say that Twitter can't have an advertising model, and that he intended to do this work and fix our mistakes once he left the company's board. Musk said he would like to help if he's able to.
I like the way that Jack Dorsey thinks. I'm going to have to follow him in whatever project he starts up here, because I don't know why he doesn't just want to do Mastodon. It sounds like he wants to reinvent the wheel, but it'll be good, I think. If he actually follows through with those promises and creates sort of a Twitter library hybrid, I don't know exactly what he's envisioning, but it sounds promising.
Yeah, me too. I'm glad to hear this. I don't know what this is going to do as far as Musk buying Twitter, because he's obviously buying a centralized platform that has all kinds of problems. And is he going to just blow that up and replace it with this, you know, heretofore undeveloped protocol that they're talking about? It's going to be interesting to see how all of this shakes out. And like I said, I saw a lot of these mainstream media articles about all the text messages behind Musk, and it's just like, man, I feel sorry for the guy having all of his, what he thought was personal texts, just all dug through now by
mainstream
media.
Yeah, how did that information
media
get leaked?
It wasn't leaked.
Part of the
discovery.
Yeah.
So because of the civil case, somebody on the other side, Twitter, said, well, we want all his text messages. And so he had to turn them all over. Unless, of course, he had auto-deletion or whatever in Signal, but it doesn't sound like
he did.
He didn't have it on everything, apparently, because people, like a lot of the leftist mainstream media reporters, are just all into his personal business now.
That sucks, dude.
Sucks.
I don't know that I have any personal text emails that I would be afraid of getting out there. I mean, I'm afraid to get out there.
I don't know, but you know, we should all value our privacy, even if we're not saying anything that we think the media would react badly to, right? Musk should have valued, even if he wasn't saying anything badly, he should have valued his privacy enough to be using things like Signal. And if he, this supposed tech guru billionaire, whatever he purports himself to be, isn't using Signal and Telegram, it doesn't make me trust whatever he's going to do to Twitter.
The problem is there, you still have to have like an auto-deletion turned on, even if you're using those apps, because they could subpoena the information from those apps as well. I mean, not directly from the companies, but from you. And if you don't turn them over, then contempt of court. Now, you could claim you didn't have them and then delete everything, and I don't know if they could prove.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show here. The number is 603-283-6160. If you want to bring up whatever is on your mind, you can do that here. Dean, Aria, and Conan in the studio tonight. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Ready to start learning about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash? Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. They will give you some basic info, some of the concepts that might be new to you. In many cases, it probably are, because Bitcoin brought some new ideas to the forefront, and ideas that put a real threat on the old ways of the old financial system, and that's why they hate it. So learn why Bitcoin is so important. Over at Bitcoin.com, click Get Started right there at the top of the page to do that. And you can also get the latest news headlines anytime over at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy your first cryptos through Bitcoin.com, and don't forget, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin. Most people probably can't possibly do that, considering one of them is now over $20,000 for one Bitcoin. But you can buy 1% of Bitcoin, or even less if you want to, so it's up to you. Go and learn the basics first, though. Bitcoin.com, click Get Started. Let's go to the phones here. Dodger is on the line in Michigan. Go ahead, Dodger. Dodger, go. I'm sorry, I had you muted. Now we have you. Go ahead.
Yes, you guys are talking about war, and I wanted to talk about something kind of funny, yet serious at the same time. The Onion is actually in defense of, I guess, somebody in the Sixth Circuit Court, filed something with the Supreme Court, SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the U.S. And if you start reading, like, the first page, first two pages, like, literally, maybe you guys should explain who the Onion is. You guys talk for a living.
Sure. The Onion is probably the premier satirical publication in the United States, maybe even on the planet. They have been around for decades. And while the Babylon Bee is apparently, I think, eating their lunch to some extent these days.
I never see anything from the Onion these days.
They're just not that funny
anymore. Babylon is right wing.
Yeah,
or right-ish.
The Onion took a leftward slant in recent years after it was sold to, I forget if it was Univision. I think Univision bought them. I don't know if they still own them, but they did take a leftward slant, and it just got bad. The parodies and the satire, they lost a lot of their humor. They used to attack everybody at The Onion, and it just started feeling like they were only
started feeling like Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, basically. But they still have a long history, and for a long time, The Onion was where it was at. For parody and satire.
The clips that play on this program, how old are those?
They're old now. I mean, probably that's a good chunk of a decade old.
Hilarious, but yeah, you're absolutely right. They had their day.
They lost their touch. Yeah, that's true. I hope they come back someday. But anyway, they still exist. And Dodger, you're saying they filed a brief. I've got it pulled up here. It's a 23-page long brief with the Supreme Court. What's it about?
Well, I mean, if you were to read the first few pages, it would probably sound like satire right from their website. It starts actually mixing in truths where they actually, like, predicted the future. Essentially, what it comes down to is they filed this brief in defense. I want to say the Sixth Circuit. I'm not exactly sure where that's at, but at either rate, there's a guy that essentially was being persecuted for making fun of cops.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to read into the brief, I just think it's really funny if you read like the first two pages of the brief, because it literally sounds like something that you'd be reading off of their website. And the fact is, the Onion actually has with some outrageous like satire that they've come up with has actually come true, including kind of. To an extent, what's happened down at Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump, but it's really funny. I think that for a laugh, it would just be nice because I've actually read the first two pages of the brief, and it actually sounds like satire. That's actually how they introduce themselves in their Supreme Court filing. Anyway.
Thanks for bringing it to our attention, Dodger. All. Definitely appreciate hearing from you tonight, and thank you for that. So the story here, according to The Guardian, is that The Onion has weighed in. The long-running satirical publication has filed this document with the Supreme Court, urging it to take on a case. So the court hasn't yet accepted this case. Centered on the right to parody, and in order to make a serious legal point, the filing does what The Onion does best, offering a big helping of total nonsense. Claiming a global Onion readership of 4.3 trillion, the filing describes the publication as the single most powerful and influential organization in human history. It is the source of 350,000 jobs at its offices and manual labor camps, and it owns and operates the majority of the world's transoceanic shipping lanes, stands on the nation's leading edge on matters of deforestation and strip mining, and proudly conducts tests on millions of animals daily.
So what is the point of this? This document's just going to get thrown out.
You do have to wonder whether the people at the court are going to take it seriously. Of course, this is how The Onion works. They are a parody company. And anyway, the story goes on.
Yeah, but you can't parody your way in front of the Supreme Court.
You wouldn't think, but that's what their lawyers apparently approved of. I mean, I don't think The Onion...
I don't think this is going to be an effective tactic.
Yeah.
I could be wrong here, but...
I don't know either, but apparently they're concerned about the outcome of a case that they describe as a headline. Quote, Ohio police officers arrest prosecute man who made fun of them on Facebook, unquote. It sounds like an Onion headline, but it's not. In 2016, Anthony Novak was arrested for making a Facebook page that parodied the local police page. He was charged with disrupting a public service, but was acquitted. Then he sued the police department, arguing they retaliated against him for using his right to free speech. In May, the U.S. Appeals Court in his circuit backed the police in the case, finding Novak's lawyer said, quote, sets a dangerous precedent undermining free speech, unquote. Last week, Novak appealed against the case to the Supreme Court, leading to the Onion's filing, which is known as an amicus brief, a filing by an outside party seeking to influence the court. In one of its less amusing actions, the brief argues that the appeals court ruling, quote, impales an ancient form of discourse. The court's decision suggests that parodyists are in the clear only if they pop the balloon in advance by warning their audience that their parody is not true. But some forms of comedy don't work unless the comedian is able to tell the joke with a straight face, unquote. The filing highlights the history of parody and its social function, saying, quote, it adopts a particular form in order to critique it from within. To demonstrate, the Onion cites one of its own greatest headlines, quote, Supreme Court rules, Supreme Court rules, unquote. The document serves as a rare glimpse behind the comedy curtain, an explanation of how jokes work, even as it serves as a more traditional legal document, pointing to relevant court cases and using words like dispositive. The city of Parma has until the 28th of October to respond in a case that will be heard next year if the High Court opts to adopt it. In the meantime, quote, the Onion cannot stand idly by in the face of a ruling that threatens to disembowel a form of rhetoric that has existed for millennia, that is particularly potent in the realm of political debate, and that purely incidentally forms the basis of the Onion's writers' paychecks. So it does sound like it would be a really interesting read from both an entertainment standpoint. Like, it sounds like it would be the rare legal filing that might actually entertain as much as it informs, because it starts out with, you know, poking fun at itself in its self-description, and then gets into the actual legal arguments that back up the idea of parody and satire, which apparently may be under threat in this particular case. So
it sounds like what they're arguing is that the person who made this Facebook page wasn't protected because he didn't clearly say that, hey, this is a parody account or whatever, and that this allowed people to mistakenly believe. I mean, if that's the case, it comes back to the issue of reality shouldn't be so bizarre and so, I don't know what the word is, that it can be easily mistaken for a parody, right?
Mm-hmm.
The police department should be reined in. They should be less bizarre.
You could identify the parody.
You're like, well, of course the police wouldn't say, hey, we took pride in shooting 5 black kids this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
That's obviously a parody page.
Yeah, it sounds like it'd be a really interesting case, and thank you, Dodger, for bringing it to our attention. I do have it pulled up, but and to its credit, it isn't as long as it seems. Like, the columns on this are kind of like 50%, like the actual text is maybe 50% the width of the page. So if it were like a full width page, it would probably only be an 11-page brief, but it's 23 pages. But it's like basically it looks like you could actually get through this relatively easily. I'll share it on our social media over at social.freetalklive.com. We got more coming up. Hour 2 is on the way.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.